Details on a test for new teachers this school year. The Muskogee Nation postpones a controversial vote. And a state agency is looking for some clever names for its equipment. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, August 25th. I'm Deborah Schar. State Superintendent Ryan Walters is moving forward with a requirement for new teachers to pass the U.S. naturalization test. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports the move comes despite Oklahoma lawmakers shooting down the proposal this spring.
According to reporting from nonprofit news outlet Oklahoma Watch, the State Department began requiring the test on August 1st for all new teacher certification applicants. During this year's legislative session, Walters' administration proposed an administrative rule to require the test for all new applicants and renewals. But the Senate Rules Committee rejected it over concerns it would deter teachers from working in Oklahoma. The new policy applies only to new applicants. Oklahoma Watch reports the department did not respond to requests for comment. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
The Muskogee Nation's legislature has paused a vote on a resolution in support of the United Kituwa Band of Cherokee Indians. Sarah Lisi has more on the latest development in the jurisdictional fight between the UKB and the Cherokee Nation.
On Saturday, the Muskogee National Council heard arguments from the Cherokee Nation and UKB leaders about potential federal legislation hindering the UKB's economic and trust land rights. UKB Chief Jeff Wakachi says it is a blatant attack on their sovereignty.
Passage of your resolution would make clear that the Muskogee people want to ensure that the UKB is not stripped of its rights.
But Cherokee Nation Principal Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. disagrees.
But if it is approved, counselors, it will, I must stress, do irreparable harm to the relationship between the Cherokee Nation and the Muskogee Nation.
Ultimately, the Muskogee National Council postponed the resolution indefinitely, remaining neutral in the fight. I'm Sarah Lisi.
Democrats in the Oklahoma legislature are inviting the public to participate in a series of forums with lawmakers about key policy initiatives. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos reports the discussions start next week.
Dubbed Capitol Conversations, Senate and House Democrats are continuing the series of discussions they launched in the spring. Senate Minority Leader Julia Kurt says it's
a chance to be up close with legislators, get more informed, but also give us your opinion. We're working with the House Democratic Caucus this time, so three events this fall.
The topics include education, the state budget, and exploring bill ideas for Democrats to run once the legislative session starts in February. Members of the public are invited to attend, and in the meantime, can submit comments and questions to Kurt's office at the Capitol. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
The first conversation is on education, and it takes place Thursday, September 4th at 5:30 in room 535 at the state capitol. Winter is still months away, but the Oklahoma Department of Transportation is already thinking ahead to snowier days. Grayson Wheeler reports the agency is giving kids a chance to name snowplows.
Other states have been holding similar contests for years. New Mexico has Cleopatra, Arizona has Scoop Dog, and Minnesota has Anthony Sledwards, after the Timberwolves shooting guard, not the Top Gun actor. This winter, Oklahoma will have charming names for its snowplows, too. Kids from kindergarten to 12th grade are invited to submit their best Oklahoma or snow-related names via oktraffic.org. The deadline for submissions is September 15th, the public will be able to vote through mid-October, and the plows will be christened just before Halloween. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.